Welcome to Christmas in Hollow Hills. We will journey deep into the legends of this awkward little town.
Today's episode, The Deadline Before Christmas.
This podcast is presented by VCDI and TCDI.
Paul Benedict grumbled as he drove down the narrow, winding road that led to Hollow Hills. Snow was falling steadily, blanketing the Appalachian landscape in a soft, white hush. The quaint little town looked like something straight out of a postcard, a fact that only seemed to irritate him further.
This is ridiculous,
Paul muttered to himself. As he glanced at the clock on the dashboard, it was already Christmas Eve, and here he was, on assignment in the middle of nowhere, instead of home with his family. His editor had insisted on a piece of Hollow Hills and its charming holiday legends. To Paul, the whole thing felt like a waste of time. He sighed and rubbed a hand over his face. He had been writing hard news for over decades. Politics, crime, real stories that mattered. But now he was stuck, covering a town known for spooky ghost stories of all things. His car's GPS signaled that he arrived. Paul glanced up and saw a modest, snow-dusted building with a sign that read, Holly's Diner. It was small, tucked between the shadows of the larger buildings that lined the main street. But its windows glowed warmly in the fading light, promising coffee and perhaps a brief reprieve from his sour mood. He parked and trudged through the snow toward the entrance. As soon as he pushed open the door, the scent of cinnamon and freshly baked pies washed over him. The diner was filled with the hum of quiet conversations, and a small group of locals huddled around a table sipping hot chocolate. Paul shook the snow off of his coat and found a booth by the window. He set his laptop down, pulled out his notebook, and began preparing for what he assumed would be another tedious interview.
Hey there, stranger,
a voice said, snapping him out of his thoughts. He looked up to see a woman with a bright smile standing by his table. Her apron read, Holly, in festive red stitching.
You must be new to town,
she said with a twinkle in her eye. Yeah, just passing through, Paul replied flatly. I'm a journalist. I'm supposed to be writing a story about your town's legends. Holly's smile never wavered, though Paul thought he saw something knowing in her eyes.
You're in the right place, then. Hollow Hills is full of stories, especially this time of year,
Paul forced a smile. Right. Well, I'm more interested in facts than folklore, Holly chuckled.
You might be surprised. Some of our legends have a way of creeping up on you when you least expect it.
Before Paul could respond, Holly placed a steaming cup of coffee in front of him, along with a slice of what looked like Christmas pie.
On the house,
she said with a wink.
Consider it a welcome to Hollow Hill.
Paul nodded his thanks, though he had no intention of indulging in the holiday cheer. He was ready to get this over with. As Holly walked away, he opened his laptop and began typing up notes. He had already researched the town's ghost stories, foolish tales of wandering spirits, haunted woodsmen, and even an old cemetery where pumpkins supposedly grew year-round. The locals clearly had too much time on their hands. The diner was getting quieter, then the hour was growing late. Paul was about to call it a night when the front door jingled, and a cold gust of wind blew through the room. He glanced up, startled to see no one there. The door was wide open, letting in the icy air, but there was no sign of anyone having entered. Paul frowned and got up to close it, but the moment he reached the door, he heard a voice, a low, guttural whisper that sent a chill down his spine.
You don't belong here.
Paul's heart skipped a beat. He spun around, scanning the empty diner. Everyone else had left. Only a few candles flickered in the windows, casting eerie shadows along the walls.
Hello?
He called out, his voice shaky. No response. He shook his head.
Great, now I'm hearing things now,
he muttered, turning back toward his booth. But as he approached his seat, something caught his eye. A dark figure standing outside, barely visible through the frosted window. Paul froze. It was tall, looming in the shadows just beyond the glow of the streetlights. His breath caught in his throat. The figure wasn't moving.
What the hell is that?
Before he could react, the figure's face pressed against the glass, pale and gaunt, with hollow black eyes that stared straight into Paul's soul. He stumbled backward, his heart racing, and the lights in the diner flickered. Then, just as suddenly as it appeared, the figure vanished. Paul stood there, panting, as his pulse pounded in his ears.
This is crazy, he muttered. Just some local prank. I don't believe in ghosts.
But the moment he turned to grab his things, a loud bang echoed from the kitchen. The door swung open, and a rush of cold air flooded the diner.
Paul's blood ran cold.
Suddenly, the air was filled with the sound of heavy footsteps coming straight toward him. He backed up, bumping into a table, his eyes wide. Then, without warning, a figure emerged from the kitchen. This time, it was unmistakably real. The ghost was no longer just an illusion in the window. It was here, in front of him. Tall, cloaked in tattered clothes, its face obscured beneath the hood.
You mock our stories. You have no respect.
The ghost hissed, its voice like nails scraping across the chalkboard. Paul's heart raced, his legs frozen in place. He couldn't breathe, couldn't move. He was going to die in this diner, at the hands of some angry holiday ghost. But then, something changed. The ghost's ghastly form shifted, its harsh features softening. Its hollow eyes filled with something deeper, sadness, maybe even pity. The shadows seemed to retreat from his face, revealing the outline of a man. His skin weathered and worn, like someone who had once been part of this world.
You don't understand,
the ghost said, its voice quieter now, almost gentle.
Christmas is not about legends or stories.
It's about the heart. You've forgotten that.
Paul's breath caught in his throat as the ghost reached out a bony hand. For a moment, he thought it would strike him. But instead, it placed something on the table, an old worn Christmas ornament, the kind that might have hung on a family tree decades ago. Paul stared at it, confused.
Go home,
the ghost whispered.
Be with your family.
And just like that, the ghost vanished, leaving Paul standing there, shaken and confused. He stared at the ornament for a long time, trying to process what had just happened. He didn't believe in ghosts. He didn't believe in this town's foolish stories. But this felt real. And somehow, it felt like a message he had been needing to hear. Paul grabbed the ornament and tucked it in his coat pocket. He packed up his things and headed out into the cold night, his heart a little lighter than before. As he walked back to his car, the snow falling softly around him, he caught sight of Holly standing at the window of the diner, a knowing smile on her face. She gave him a small wave, and this time, Paul waved back. Maybe he misunderstood Hollow Hills. Maybe there was more to this town's legends than he had realized. Either way, he wasn't going to stick around to find out. He had a plane to catch. It was Christmas Eve. And for the first time in a long time, Paul Benedict was eager to get home.